For Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Drama Series, Land of Opportunities, featuring Matthew Weiner, the creator of the celebrated TV series Mad Men. Here, Matthew tells us about the auteur theory and just how much it holds up, particularly in modern television work.
It is very personal. The only thing that's always bothered me about auteur theory is that I feel like it was, I respect the French for creating it, but in the United States in particular, it was a commercial decision to pick the director.
Yeah.
It is too confusing to an audience to explain that there is a writer involved and then another 400 people. And so when you say it's a Steven Spielberg film, yes, he is the person making the decisions, but there are, a lot of times the script has come to him. I mean, you know, there's a writer named Jules Furthman, if you look him up. And he wrote, he wrote everything Marlene Dietrich was in, but he wrote films for Howard Hawks, for Joseph von Sternberg, for a lot of people. And he is an auteur. He had a vision of this femme fatale who left a destruction, just destroyed men behind her and the desperate, it's some version of the Blue Angel over and over and over again. And so when I discovered this guy, I said, so why did they decide this? And I was taught that, and it is my personal belief that that was a commercial decision, to market the movies. Now, in TV, there's always, because it's very hard to explain the organism of writer's room, but there are tremendous vital contributions from the writing staff. But someone is the captain of the ship. And when you write the pilot, there is no writer's room. You are creating a premise, if you will, that can, there, you know, people ask me what I'm going to do next, and I don't really know yet. But I do know one thing, is that there is a big difference between a limited series idea, a continuing series idea, and a film. And sometimes I think we're seeing things that are films that are kind of dragged out into multiple episodes, which is, I mean, they're all very entertaining. I'm glad there's so much of it. But with a continuing series idea, an idea, when you watch the pilot for The Sopranos, you will see Tony and his therapist, you will see his panic attacks, you will see his clash with his wife, you will see that he has no control over his children, you will hear Christopher mention his screenplay. It is all there.
Yeah.
The entire premise of the show. And you can, if you get lucky enough to go on for many hours, it becomes another issue. You deal with things as they come along and as time passing, which I guess we're going to talk about. But I was going to say, the writers, and I was a writer on the staff for The Sopranos, obviously. And we would sit in the room. My joke was that we'd sit in the room until David Chase got so sick that he just threw up a story on the board. But we would talk about, he came in with a plan for the season. I'd never worked in drama before. So you do make it your own, but I really emulated the way it worked because he had been doing it for 30 years. Yeah. If you look up his credits, you'll see him, anybody ever heard of the show Kolchak, The Night Stalker? Have you guys ever seen the show? Okay, so he worked on, that was one of his first shows. He worked on The Rockford Files, which I don't know if you ever got here, but was a very, very, very fantastic TV show. But he had been working for 30 years, and he had a system that one-hour drama writers had. So I just borrowed as much of that as I could. But as a writer, you're contributing, you're pitching ideas on the story, you're hoping to give them ideas, and then you go off and write a draft. And then you might write a second draft, and then the showrunner takes it and they rewrite you. And it's that rewriting process which everybody does this. Vince Gilligan does this. Yeah. Everybody does this. This is part of our job because you wanted to have a vocal and thematic resonance, and one person can keep it in their head. And also, once the show is going, you need another script every 8 days. On this show. On Mad Men, the first 4 seasons, it was every 7 days. So, as terrifying as it is to write for a boss, but part of being a good TV writer is being a mimic and imitating the style of the show, which the boss created. But once you have that in your head that you're going to imitate them, it's still terrifying to write the script. The story has been done all together with a bunch of people. There are many names on the outline. But then it's yours, and you have to add to it and look for depth and hopefully, you know, write a script that can't be or doesn't need to be rewritten that much. And also find out if the story works, because that's a lot of reasons why the drafts don't work at the beginning, is the story has to evolve.
To listen to the full panel discussions, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out the Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.